Let's go next to Ireland. That country's economy had been booming in recent years. Times are tougher now. So tough that people have been calling the government's new austere budget the hair shirt budget. The austerity measures went too far for some Irish, especially senior citizens, who are angry about a proposal to cut health care benefits. Yesterday, the government was forced into an embarrassing reversal, as NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Dublin.
Perhaps it was just the hangover from the boom years that clouded their thinking. But no one here can quite understand what government ministers were thinking when they made the budget announcement last week. In order to balance the books, they said they were going to scrap the entitlement for seniors to so-called medical cards, giving them free health care. Immediately, there was uproar, culminating in a meeting of angry pensioners in a church in central Dublin yesterday.
I have only one word for this taking away our cards, and that is euthanasia. I am so mad.
We are not asking them. We're not demanding. We're telling the government that this is not coming in. Yes. We are behind it. Thank you.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday.
Addressing 2,000 angry pensioners singing We Shall Overcome is a difficult task for any politician. The unfortunate man with that job yesterday was Junior Health Minister John Maloney.
Good morning. May I try to speak, please, for maybe just 1 minute?
Robin, you should be ashamed of yourself. There's no place for politicians here.
Several pensioners stormed the stage, grabbed the microphone from him, and in the end, Maloney was forced to retreat without speaking. Just as pensioners were gathering for this meeting, however, Prime Minister Brian Cowen was giving a news conference across town to express his regrets at the anxiety caused by the budget cuts and to announce a huge climb down.
The government have decided to set a new income threshold for medical cards in respect of persons aged 70 and over. It will mean that those whose gross weekly income is €700 per week will receive a full medical card.
€700, about $900 a week, is more than three times the level the government initially set, leaving just the wealthiest 5% of pensioners losing their right to free health care. Some analysts suggest yesterday's move will stop the very public revolt. Richard Lenevan, a columnist with Business and Finance magazine, doesn't think so.
You're going to see other interest groups who've looked at what's been done now with the medical cards, look at the other cuts that they're being asked to endure and say, well, why not me? Why can't I be the person who also gets a break?
Focus now shifts especially to the teachers. The austerity budget slashes elementary and preschool funding and increases the size of classes. General Secretary of the Irish National Teachers Association, John Carr, says the government's proposals show a bigger problem in the way the Irish economy has developed.
With the economic boom, we've adopted an American model rather than the European model. The emphasis is on profit, on profiteering, on big business, and we've neglected the social aspect of our economy.
The Irish government may have bought itself some time with its amendments, but the general slowdown in the economy here means there are likely to be problems and confrontations for some time to come. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Dublin.